The piano returns to Eagle Island, and during its return offers proof that Eagle Island is its true destiny. Admiral Robert E. Peary's piano, the player pianola that twice accompanied him on the Roosevelt during his exploration and discovery of the North Pole, and then had its special corner in Peary's Eagle Island home for 50 years, has returned to Eagle Island. In so doing, all probability was defied. Perhaps it was the true destiny of that piano that allowed an event of impossible odds to occur. The story begins in late August 2009, when the Admiral's grandson, Robert E. Burt Peary III, offered to return the piano to Eagle Island from Victoria, British Columbia, where it had been in Burt's safekeeping since 1994. The Aeolian piano was given to Admiral Peary by a friend, H.H. Benedict, the president of the Aeolian Piano Company of New York City. Mr. Benedict was attending a meeting of the Peary Arctic Club, the group of supporters who provided much of the funding for Peary's Arctic research and exploration. Peary was lamenting the loss of physical fitness during the months on shipboard for the trip north and the following winter when the ship was locked in the polar ice. A deck crowded with equipment, sailors, expedition members, Inuit hunters and their families, sled dogs, and provisions did not allow much room for walking or any type of physical exercise. Mr. Benedict offered Peary an exercise machine in the form of a player piano. He claimed that the vigorous pumping of the foot pedals required by the player piano would help keep the calf muscles in shape while providing entertainment and diversion for the expedition members. Peary accepted the gift, provided the piano could be built one octave less than normal, so that it would fit the small confines of his cabin on the Roosevelt. As it turned out, the one missing octave also allowed the piano to fit into the living room alcove in Peary's Eagle Island home, as if both were made for each other. After Peary's return from the pole, the piano was taken to its alcove and remained on Eagle Island through three generations. Burt Peary has fond memories of the music that filled the cottage when, as a little boy, his short legs could finally reach the pedals, music that had anyone in earshot singing along before the final notes died away. When the family was considering giving the island to the state of Maine in 1967, Robert E. Peary, Jr., took the piano to his home in Augusta as a treasured family heirloom. Burt inherited the piano from his dad in 1994, and the piano traveled west to Victoria, British Columbia. The year 2009, being the 100th anniversary of Peary's discovery of the North Pole, renewed interest in Admiral Peary, his explorations, and his island, which is now a state historical site managed by the Maine Department of Conservation through the Bureau of Parks and Lands. The Friends of Peary's Eagle Island, a nonprofit group of volunteers and supporters, assists in physical preservation of the island and in maintaining awareness of the Peary legacy of contributions to Arctic exploration. To help celebrate the centennial, the Peary family and the Friends worked together to identify articles that were once on Eagle Island and collaborated to return them to the island. Several artifacts have indeed been returned, among them a narwhal tusk, the ship's clock from the Roosevelt, one of Peary's sextants that went on his polar expedition, and finally, the player pianola. The piano's trip east from the west coast of British Columbia to Eagle Island in Casco Bay began when Burt Peary, then 72, and Greg Stafford, a great-grandson of the Admiral, rented a U-Haul trailer just big enough for the piano, and began a four-day odyssey to get the piano back to the island by Wednesday, August 19th, the date for the annual meeting of the Friends and state representatives held on the island. 3,200 miles in 4 days was an ambitious goal, and one that soon seemed doomed when the approval to cross the international border transporting a regulated substance, namely the ivory in the piano keys, was slow to come. But come it finally did, and the trip east proceeded as planned. The piano arrived in South Freeport Wednesday morning and was loaded onto the False Point, a marine cargo vessel provided by Carter Becker, owner of False Point Marine Services. Carter also provided a tracked vehicle that would carry the piano up the 2-foot-wide ramp from the float at the end of the Eagle Island dock, across the 100 feet of dock to the island proper, and then up the steep grade of the front lawn to the back porch of the house that now serves as the Peary Museum. After a few tense moments as Carter Becker maneuvered the tracked vehicle carrying the piano from the boat to the float, up the ramp and along the dock, across the lawn, up a ramp onto the museum's porch, and over the threshold into the house, the piano was finally manhandled through the door into the living room and found its place in the living room alcove with just enough room for the narrow case that holds the original rolls of musical selections from the turn of the century. The previous century, that is. And from what follows, you, the listener, must decide if this is the true destiny for the Peary Player Pianola. As final efforts were made to level the piano and prepare it for its reintroduction to the three-sided fireplace, the stuffed birds, and the pictures of exploration and family in the living room, all of which had waited in place for 42 years for the piano's return, Bert Peary was searching through the boxes of piano rolls for just the right one to be played first. Meanwhile, someone asked the assembled onlookers if there was anyone who played piano. A young woman among the visitors was pointed out, and everyone encouraged her to take a seat on the piano bench and try out the piano. With reluctant shyness, she sat down and tried a scale or two, and the piano sounded great. It must have sounded satisfactory to her, too, for she began with a few tentative bars, but soon opened into a spirited rendition of a ragtime tune from the Peary era. Everyone stood silent, lost in their own sense of history, while the music filled the museum as if the acoustics were engineered for such an instrument. Bert Peary in particular was transfixed, clutching one of the piano rolls to his chest, listening with his head slightly cocked to one side, a smile of remembrance and appreciation that could have only come from his heart. When the last rousing chords had drifted out over Casco Bay, the pianist was greeted with enthusiastic applause. Bert, still transfixed, approached her and said, "That was the Maple Leaf Rag!" The pianist looked at him with surprise that he would recognize her selection, but Bert went on, "I was looking for and have found the piano roll of the Maple Leaf Rag. That was always my favorite tune, and I wanted to hear it played one more time on this piano in this place, and you just did it beautifully." Now, of all the tunes that the pianist could possibly have chosen to play as the piano's first selection back on Eagle Island, the chance is less than 1 in a billion that she would choose the Maple Leaf Rag. Less than 1 in a billion that she would choose the favorite tune Bert Peary wanted to hear played one more time on the piano he had just brought 3,200 miles back to its original alcove in Admiral Peary's Eagle Island home. And yet, it happened. Proof the piano has found its true destiny? You decide. In September of 2018, a group of volunteers gathered on Eagle Island with special permission from the Maine State Historian to handle and play one last time the historic original player roles, now irreplaceable artifacts, so that they might be recorded. Now you are invited to listen to that same tune, Maple Leaf Rag, recorded from that original player role played on Admiral Peary's wonderful old player pianola.